Just a quick reminder before we get into today's podcast as well. I'm giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. I'll pay for you to enter. All you need to do to find out more is text the word Ironman to 44222 and I will send you all the details. That's if you are in the United States, the word Ironman to 44222 I'll pop your text back with all the details. Or if you'd like to head over to our website, it's thekonaedge.com/win and giving something back. If you become a patron of the show, you get into the draw to win that entry. Entries close on the 30th of June 2017, and we're going to be giving away an entry every single month until the end of this year. So for every dollar you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. SMS, text the word Ironman to 44222 or head over to thekonaedge.com/win.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It is the weekend, as they say in my neck of the woods. Was our weekend? Yep, the weekend is here. Friday edition of the Kona Edge, if you're listening to this as we record it. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. I hope you got some good training coming up this weekend. Also, if you're racing, best of luck. Let me know what you're up to. Brad at thekonaedge.com, or you can reach out on Facebook. We've got a pretty active Facebook group. Just head over to thekonaedge.com/Facebook. It'll redirect you straight to that Facebook group. All you need to do is request to join. I'll add you, and let's get chatting. That's thekonaedge.com/Facebook. Coming up on today's episode, we're going to be touching base with the returning guest and my fellow countrywoman. I've been wanting to chat to her for a while. Finally managed to schedule in some time. And shared a story a couple of weeks ago, and fantastic. Listen, if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and have a listen to it. But today we're going to be chatting about Desi Dickinson's bike and some of the things she's done over time to improve her performance on two wheels. It's time for the Coach's Corner, and today's coach in the spotlight is Lindsay Parry with a passion for high-performance sport. Lindsay's one of South Africa's most widely recognized coaches, the high-performance coach for Triathlon South Africa for many years, leading the team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, where Team South Africa won the bronze in 2016. Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races, including the silver medal at the Edinburgh Commonwealth Games and the past two ladies winners of the Comrades Marathon in South Africa. Lindsay has a unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. Lindsay's one-on-one coaching services are massively in demand. And if you'd like to find out more about Coach Parry, the website to get to is coachparry.com. Or you can get over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. All the details are there. If you're a coach and you'd like to get featured here in the Coach's Corner, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. The details are there. Well, we head back to South Africa once again, or I stay here. You head back to South Africa. Desi Dickinson joining us once again. Desi, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Lovely. Thanks, Brad.
Desi, let's talk about your bike. You said to me when you got into the sport, you did a couple of races here in South Africa, and we mentioned the Cape Town Cycle Tour and the 94.7, and they're both about 100 Ks, and there's a big sort of appetite for endurance cycling and running events here in South Africa. Are you a big fan of the long sort of steady rides, or do you prefer the shorter sort of high intensity stuff?
I think it's a combination for me. So I do enjoy the long. I must say when you've completed an Ironman and you've been doing those 5-6 hour rides consistently, you do look forward to shorter. So a nice ride for me is around a 3 hour ride, three and a half hour ride. I enjoy that, and then the intensity stuff is fun. Hey? So I definitely do a mix of those. If you had to ask me what I prefer. It's probably the last ride before the race where we stop for coffee. But yeah, no, we do. I mean, I do a lot of watt bike sessions. I like to do intervals on the road. And then also the long rides in a group, you know, is, and for me, I love going somewhere. So if I'm, going to ride from here to there, and maybe stop there for a coffee, and then, you know, the cradle does drive me insane a little bit. Those loops in the cradle, it drives me insane. So I prefer to be out on the road. I'm not particularly scared to be out on.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about those loops in the cradle. For those who don't know, the cradle of humankind, funnily enough, was just around the corner from where I used to live up in Johannesburg. And it's probably about a 30 or 35K loop that we used to just do over and over and over. There's bike lanes, and it's fairly safe. And unfortunately, in a city like Johannesburg, it's like most big cities in the world, it's not the safest to ride bicycles. But yeah, it does get a bit mindless. Yeah. And where you live out on the east of Johannesburg, there are some nice rides out there. But again, it comes down to a safety issue. And I think everyone's struggling with it. I mean, I've seen reports again as we're recording this of stories of cyclists getting knocked down in Europe. So it does happen everywhere. You mentioned in our first chat as well that you are a huge fan of doing things by feel, and you won't find a power meter near your bicycle. Yeah. Talk to me about the not using power.
Yeah. So when I say I don't use power, it's probably not on my races and that type of thing, but I do train to improve power on, you know, so I know what my FTP is. My sessions are around that, doing intervals to my FTP, but you know, for me to be on a white bike and put my head down and know, okay, this is 200 watts. I mean, I have the ability to do that. It's a weird thing. And I translate that onto being on the bike.
Because we do get caught up in the numbers, and it's easy to sort of be on the bike and just staring at that meter all day. Sometimes it happens. You get on there and something's happened to the meter, and you don't have it, and you'd be lost without it if you didn't have it. And that's the risk. You do need to learn how what 200 watts feels like, as an example.
Yeah, but having said that, I mean, I haven't tried it. You know, it's hard for me to say because I cannot compare the two, you know, and give an objective answer. I just, you know, as I said, I just know what works for me. You know, maybe, who knew if I put a power meter on, maybe I'd be faster, you know, but as it stands now, you know, that's how it is for me.
And sort of some of the things you've done over time that you think have really helped move the needle on your bike. You mentioned about working and focusing and doubling down on your strengths, your bike and running are your two. What are some of the things you've done over time that you think has really improved your bike performance?
So again, it's consistency, Brad. I mean, just riding week in and week out. And having said that, I don't enjoy the cradle. It's riding that tough course often because it is hilly. One of the things, you know, when I did join, because I trained with Lucy, is to ride that big gear a lot. So we're not allowed to go into our granny gear really. So I do ride a lot of big gear, and you know, there's another ride that I haven't mentioned is Sekerbos. I don't know if you know about.
Yeah, Sekerbos. That's in the southeast of Joburg. Yep.
Yeah. So that's something. Which is great for building strength and power, and probably more for off-season type of work, because I don't think there's a course out there that is similar to Sekerbos. You know what I mean? So it's to ride that often is, but to build strength, it's fantastic, because in 58 kilometers or 68 kilometers, I think it's 1,200 meters of climbing. So just to build strength, and one of my favorite things to do pre-Ironman is to do that loop twice. So that's a great for the head and for the legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Dizzy, what do you hate doing on the bike? What's like, do you dread? Like when it pops up in Training Peaks and you think, oh no, what's Lucy Zelenkova doing? She's trying to kill me. What do you hate doing?
Oh, it's like 5 minutes at some ridiculous watts six times. Because they become WHATs for me. Like, what?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Dizzy, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time here on the Kona Edge once again. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your run next time out.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today here on the Kona Edge. And that's about it. Before I do go, though, A quick iTunes review for you from it's from Haribo 84 in the United Kingdom. It says a lot of useful tips for anyone wanting to get to Kona and is really well hosted. Haribo, thank you so much for your kind words, much appreciated, and your 5 stars on the iTunes. And if you haven't left us a review yet, if I could ask you, it's literally like our virtual tip jar, and the more reviews we get, the more iTunes rate us and the higher they rate us. So when someone types in triathlon podcast or Ironman podcast in iTunes, the more reviews we have, the higher we show up in those search rankings. So you can help out if you've got any sort of value out of this podcast. That's one of the ways you can help us out. Another way you can help us out is becoming a patron of the show. All you have to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/support if you'd like to lend your support to what we're trying to do here at the Kona Edge, and spread the message of the sport we all love so much. So thanks for listening today. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll chat on Monday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to the KonaEdge.com/bike seminar now.